Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, and it's my privilege to welcome you to this Lord's Day broadcast. I'm so happy you have decided to share a portion of your worship experience with us today, and I promise you won't be disappointed, as we have a great old revival song for you today, and we are continuing with our Sunday-only series, All Through Ephesians, a study of the word all used in Ephesians as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. And I also want to let you know there's just about 1.5 months left in this series. So tune in every Sunday if you can. Well, right now, let's hear that great old song, Glory to His Name. And after that, the message.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied, glory to His name. I am so wondrously safe from sin, Jesus so sweetly abides within, there at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Savior's feet, plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father, if I know my heart today as I sit at this microphone to speak to the unseen thousands across this great nation, Father, I do want to feel the touch of Thy power. And dear Lord God, as I deliver Thy message, I beg that the people in Radio Land will feel the touch of Thy power. Father God, convict the unsaved and save them. Reclaim the backslidden and revive the indifferent hearts of believers. And may the saints be fed from the Word of God as only God can feed the saints from His precious Word. Honor Thy Word, honor the blood, and we'll give God the praise. Father, in Jesus' name, supply the need of this broadcast. Father God, You know, dear Lord God, the great need that we have, the heavy burden that we carry. And I pray in Jesus' name that you'll honor the word and save souls for Christ's sake. Amen. Now, yesterday, I read verse 15, Ephesians 4. We are studying the book of Ephesians, and we are studying the word A-double-L. Now, on tomorrow or the next day, I will give you the alls, A-double-L, all of them, and I'll refer you to them briefly in review. But today, I want us to continue. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Now, you know, I tell you this book of Ephesians is a marvelous book. Now, you remember the first day that I started the series, I said that some great Bible scholar, I don't know where I read it, I don't know where I got it, but the book of Ephesians is the divine unfolding of God in the man of men. Now, Paul, in this letter to the church at Ephesus, goes deep. Now, when we finish studying A-double-L, the word A-double-L, we're going back and we're going to tie up some loose threads and we're going to have a wonderful time studying the remaining part of the book of Ephesians. Now, in this verse, yesterday I said that we don't want to run around after every wind of doctrine, and we don't want to be wop-sided, half-baked cakes, and spiritually handicapped, or we don't want to be deformed spiritually, and we don't want to be spiritual cannibals devouring each other, but we want to grow up into him in all things. Now, we are saved instantaneously. But you know, the most pitiful thing that I know of on this earth is a little baby that never grows. The precious little thing just stays little and helpless, and it doesn't talk, and it doesn't walk, and it has no use of the members of its body. Now, that to me is pathetic. It's pitiful. Now, another pitiful thing to me is a Christian that never grows. Now, I'm not saying this to shame anybody. I'm saying it in love. But I was in a meeting, and I was in this particular meeting with Christians. There wasn't any unsaved people there, just a meeting, and we were having a meeting. And I told the book of the Bible, I named it, where I would read. And it was one of the small books in the New Testament. And I noticed some of the precious, and I say that with tenderness, some of the precious saints of God who tried to find the book in their Bible, and they were looking over in the Old Testament, in the middle of it, for a New Testament book. Now, I'm saying that to try to help you. Beloved, if you do not know the books of your Bible, if you do not know the names of the books of the New Testament and the names of the books of the Old Testament, get your Bible down and memorize them. Study them and turn to them and review them. And look at them and read them and hide them in your heart. And be a person that when the preacher says, I'm going to speak from the book of Ephesians, you be able to turn to it immediately and find the word of God. You should know your Bible, beloved. Now listen, we want to grow and become a full-grown Christian. We're saved instantaneously, but we grow in grace. We grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We become stronger spiritually. We become stronger in the faith, or else we are becoming a spiritual dwarf when we fail to feed our hearts. Now, I love this verse. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied. Now, you may not be an outstanding joint in the body, but praise God, you can be one of the connecting joints. Hallelujah. Listen, beloved, God help me to be what God wants me to be. God help me to be satisfied where God wants me. God help me to be satisfied doing what God wants me to do. And God help me not to covet the other man's ministry. God help me not to covet the other man's position. God help me to be satisfied where Jesus has put me. And may I be a faithful minister of the gospel where the Son of God has chosen to use me. We have too much selfishness, too much jealousy, too much envy, too much strife in the body, and the joints are not operating smoothly in the body of Christ like God wants them to operate. I know a dear evangelist, and it's not Oliver Green either. It's a dear young man that just graduated from one of the outstanding universities of America. And the people of the church wanted this young man. But the pastor said, nothing doing. He didn't graduate from one of our denominational schools, and he'll never put his foot in my pulpit. And he said, the reason, he'll split my church, he'll tear it up. I want to say the reflection is on the pastor, not the evangelist. God pity a church that has been pastored by a man for months and years, and then let some little preacher come in and in 1 week's time tear the church down. Brother, I tell you, that's certainly pathetic. The gates of hell shall not prevail against God's church. The gates of hell cannot split God's church. And the gates of hell shall never prosper against God's church. And the only reason the man gave for not having him, he didn't graduate from our denominational school. I thank God for schools that lift up the bloodstained banner of the Son of God. But I want to tell you, brother, when you become a dyed-in-the-wool denominational fanatic, then God bless you, you're in a position where God can't use you. The denomination may use you, and you may have a big church, and you may get your name in the papers, but that doesn't mean God's using you, my friend. All right, now let's read on. I said, we may not be an outstanding joint in the body, but thank God it takes all the joints to make a complete body. Oh, yes. Now then, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Love, love, love. The church operates and the church thrives and the church grows when the members love the pastor and the pastor loves the members and they all love each other and supremely love God. That's the thing that makes the church go forward. All this little pammy, mammy, sissy, fussing and tail-toting and back-biting and God bless you, one member get it in for another member and one person get it in for another and set their head, soul, and body to run that person off. I'm telling you, that's of the devil and God's not in it. Now remember that. I may not be the biggest preacher in the world, but I'll be faithful where God puts me. You may not teach the biggest Sunday school class on earth, but faithfully teach the class that God has given you. You may not direct the largest choir in the world, but faithfully direct the one that God has given you to direct. I say, brother, God help us to be what God wants us to be. God help us to do what God wants us to do. And God help us to be satisfied where God puts us and not covet the other man's job. All right, now let's move on. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Now, it's ignorant. Listen, let me say this. It's nothing but unadulterated, inexcusable ignorance when Christians start coveting each other's position in the church, in the kingdom, in the work of the Lord, in the ministry of the Lord. Now, suppose, take some of the outstanding men of God. Take Dr. Bob Jones Sr., for instance. Take Dr. M.R.D. Hahn, for instance. And any one of the outstanding radio preachers or any one of the outstanding presidents of fundamental schools. Now, beloved, I'd be a fool to covet their position. Beloved, let me say this. I know my limitations. I know that I'm limited. I know that. God is not limited, but I am. And I know that I'm not in a position to take the place of those men. God has trained those men for such an hour as this. The great men of God. I asked one of my preacher brethren, not so many days ago, in a campaign meeting, we were talking, had a special meeting for preachers. And I was talking to one of the ministers, and I said, brethren, when these great old saints of God, and I named over some, Dr. Bob Sr., John R. Rice, and Dr. M.R.D. Hahn, and I named some of the dear old saints of God that have been holding the fort for these many years, and they're old, their heads, I don't mean they're dead with old age, but they're not spring chickens anymore. They have experience behind them. They have years of experience. And that's another thing. Paul said not to put a novice in office. God bless your heart. These men have learned by experience. They've learned in the school of experience. And I asked my preacher friend, I said, in the name of God's heaven, who's going to hold the fort when these old boys drop off? Well, now you say, preacher, God's always had his man. Yes, but you know what I believe? You know what I believe with all my heart, and I'm not a pessimist, and I'm not a religious fanatic, and I'm not a religious crackpot. You know what I believe? I believe, God bless you, Jesus Christ is coming soon. Yes, sir. I don't believe it's long. Listen, I thank God for the old-timers, men of God, fundamental men of God, who have stood, it has cost them, and they've been criticized, lied about, crucified, but they've stood in spite of it all. And I thank God for them. I'm not in their class. I'm not in their class. I'm just a poor little ignorant, one horse country preacher from the cotton patch in South Carolina that God took out of the cotton field from between the plow handles and put in the pulpit. That's all I am. But I tell you what, I'm not a great preacher, but I tell you what I am. I'm going to be true to the Word of God in the capacity that God has given me in the ministry and with all of the ability and all the understanding and all the wisdom and all the training and all the education that I possibly can use to the glory of God. I'm going to use it to lift up the bloodstained banner, and I'm not going to brag on isms, schisms, spasms, denominations, and religious daddies and dictators. Put it down. Put me down as an old-fashioned preacher of the pure gospel without trying to please any person, but trying to please God by lifting up the bloodstained banner. Now, I mean that. I'm not soured on the world. I don't think I'm the only fella left. I don't have any chips on my shoulder, but I'm going to plow right straight down the middle. Oh, yes. We have some folks when we go in a city, they're for us when we begin, but they don't stick long. They drop out. Thank God there are many men, many preachers, many teachers who stick with us through it all. They may not agree with everything I say. They may not agree with everything I do, but they know that I'm lifting up the blood-stained banner, and they know that I'm trying to edify the body of Christ, trying to get sinners saved. And brother, that is the ministry of the gospel. Trying to get people saved, build up the saints, edify the body, and get all the joints working properly in their proper place. All right. Now then, having their understanding darkened through ignorance. Ignorance, brother. Just plain, stupid ignorance. I mentioned some of it yesterday. Some of the things today that are being preached in the name of the gospel, it's just due to spiritual ignorance. That's all. Now then, here's the verse. Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. Greedy, greedy, greedy. Now, Isaiah called them greedy dogs. Greedy dogs. Can't bark. Greedy dogs. Now, that's what Isaiah said. I didn't say it. You'll have to get mad with him. You'll have to call poor old Isaiah. God bless his memory. He's dead. He's one of God's dear old prophets. It's gone on. You'll have to get mad with him. Don't get mad at me. I didn't say it. But he said they were greedy dogs. They couldn't bark. They were interested in their own little corner. C-O-R-N-E-R. And they weren't interested in anybody else's corner. Just their own. That's all. Now, Paul says their past feeling. They've given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness, A-double-L, and they do it with greediness. Now, he said to the Ephesians, ye have not so learned Christ. Now, greedy men today are responsible for much of the unrest and many of the heartaches and the heartbreaks that God's people are suffering today, especially God's preachers. Now, we have people in the church today who are greedy. They want to run it. If they can't run it, they'll ruin it. And if they get it in for somebody, they'll get them out. Yes, sir. It doesn't make any difference. Start a tale, tell a lie, make a suggestion, get them out. Greedy. They're greedy. They want the power. They want to run it. They want to be looked up to. They want to be bragged on. They want to be pushed ahead. They want to be set on a pedestal. They want to tell the preacher what to preach. Not let him preach to them what ought to be preached, but they want to tell him what to preach, and they'll do it or run him off. Now, that's greediness, selfishness, and it's due to spiritual ignorance. Listen, If I go to a doctor and I have some kind of an ailment and I know that I'm a sick man, if I know the locality of my body where I'm sick, for instance, if it's my ears or it's my throat, then I go to a ear, eye, nose, and throat specialist. And if I sit down in a chair and he examines my ears or my throat or my eyes, and he says, "Preacher, this is what you need," or "That is what you need." Now, who am I to sit there and argue with a doctor? I never studied medicine. I'm not an ear, eye, nose, and throat specialist. So why should I argue with him? Why should I be selfish and greedy? And why should I say, "Well, I'd certainly like to have your position, and I'd like to tell you what I need"? No. Now, that's the trouble today. People sit in the pew, and instead of listening to God's man expound God's word, they demonstrate the spirit that they're supposed to tell him what to do and how long to preach and what to preach on and what not to preach on and what doctrines to preach and what doctrines not to preach. Now, we're living in a terrible, terrible, terrible age, and God in heaven only knows what the next months and the next years, if Jesus should tarry, God only knows what they hold. Now, he said, these people are past feeling, giving themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. Now, I want to read one more verse, and then my time will be gone. Verse 30 and 31. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Get rid of all bitterness. Get rid of all malice. Get rid of all evil speaking. Get rid of all anger. Now let me say this, and I'll take my part of the guilt. I'm not saying today, look at Oliver Green. I'm saying today, look at my Jesus. Look at my Savior. And I'll take my part of the guilt since I've been saved. Listen, anybody can fight back. When a person criticizes you, if you criticize them, anybody can do that. Anybody can criticize. Anybody can take up an argument. Anybody can repeat what you heard on the preacher. Anybody can help push forward a church fuss or a church split. But you know what Jesus said? Blessed is the peacemaker. Blessed is the peacemaker. And when they curse you, you bless them. And if they take your coat, give them your overcoat. And if they make you go a mile, go too. Now the Lord God wants us not to grieve the Holy Ghost. And when we're bitter and wrath and anger, clamor and evil speaking, all these things, and when we're full of malice, we are grieving the Holy Ghost. God, help me today as a minister not to grieve the Holy Ghost. Help me to bear the fruits of the Spirit, not the fruit of the spirit of the devil, but the fruit of the Spirit of God. Help me to bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, and so on, temperance. Against such there is no law. God, help me not to grieve the Holy Ghost. God, help me not to hurt. God, help me not to hinder. God, help me not to grieve the precious Holy Ghost of God who abides in my bosom and who seals my heart. Christians, God, help us to be loving, tender, kind, and meek. God, help us to prove to the world that we have a salvation and a Jesus that saves and satisfies. Father, honor thy precious word. Save souls, bless Christians, feed hungry hearts, and help us who know the Lord to be spiritually minded and surrender to Jesus. We ask it in his precious saving name and for his glory. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and as we bring today's program to a close, I'm happy to tell you that we have a new gift offer for you for this week and the next couple of weeks. We call it Gift Offer D, D as in David, and the theme of this offer is eternity. That's something we all, as Christians, look forward to spending eternity with Christ. But we all need to learn more about that subject. Now, in gift offer D, there are two items. First is a book by my late father, Dr. Green, and also a CD of music by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians. Two great items in this offer, and it's available to you if you simply ask for it by name, offer D, and send the donation to the ministry in the amount of $10 or more. I hope that you can add some more to that, make it $15, $20, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, because your donations keep this program on the air. But if you can send a donation of $10 or more and ask for offer D, I'm going to send you first a book entitled Eternal Life. This is a hardback book, 188 pages long. Now, it has a foreword by my dad plus 10 chapters focusing on eternity. And the very first chapter is What is Eternal Life? So you can see where this book is going to be very useful to you learning more about eternity and eternal life. Then we have an album that we have put together of my personal favorites, Eternal Promises of God. There are 17 songs on this album, such as Sweet Hour of Prayer, Jesus I Come, and so on. So I know that you will enjoy listening to this album over and over like I do. So to get both of these great items, just ask for Gift Offer D and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.